A new report released by the Federal Reserve Bank in New York found that trade policies and tariffs put in place by the Trump administration cost Americans roughly $1.4 billion per month by the end of last November. According to the report, consumers were hit with a 1-2 punch. First, imported goods, not surprisingly, were more expensive. And second, there were fewer products overall to choose from. Our next guest is here to break down the report and update us on the latest conversations about trade and tariffs. Mark Koplovich is a professor of political science and public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me back.
So was this news a surprise to you as someone who's been following this trade news closely?
No, actually, one of the nice thing about this, the sort of hit to the U.S. economy is not nice, but the nice thing is it confirms how we think about the sort of economics of international trade.
Right? So you would have expected these kind of numbers.
Not, the specific magnitude was always open to question, mm-hmm. but these patterns are very clear. Right? So when we think about trade, free trade benefits consumers by lowering the price of goods and increasing the variety of available goods. And so when you impose tariffs, you're reversing both of those effects. And we would expect to see that in the data as we have.
So help us break this down a little bit. $1.4 billion per month certainly sounds like a lot. What exactly are we talking here? What kind of impact is that?
Yeah. So the U.S. economy is trillions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, you say this is a large nominal number. And on the other hand, it's relatively small when you think about the U.S. economy as a whole. And that sort of tells us actually a little bit about the politics of trade is we all benefit on a lot of different products that are imported from China and elsewhere that are a little bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. Right? When you put up 15 or 20% tariffs, but you're talking about a $25 product or something like that, on any individual good, you don't really notice. Right? And so you aggregate it up. The people who really notice are import competing firms in the United States, right? So part of this is the steel and aluminum tariffs from last year. And so American producers are protected from foreign competition. And so there's a big direct benefit. But the aggregate welfare hit is in all of us as consumers. And consumers, you're really thinking about two groups. There's you and me, mm-hmm. right, when we go into stores and we're buying things. But then there's firms that are importing inputs into manufacturing. Right. And in fact, with a lot of these tariffs, the solar panel tariffs, the steel tariffs, the aluminum tariffs, you're talking about American companies that are importing these inputs into their production process. And so they're the ones that are taking the really big and more noticeable hit.
So these tariffs are being put in place on goods that are being imported mm-hmm. into the United States. And President Trump said this was to kind of level the field that had not been fair before. But if prices are going up, who is actually paying for those tariffs? Is it the foreign manufacturers or is it the U.S. consumer?
Yeah, no, it's Americans are paying the tariffs, right? So the way tariffs work is they're taxes on goods at the border. And the person who pays the tax or the corporation that pays the tax is the actor who is buying the good from overseas, right? So the rhetoric from Trump and the administration is that we are now getting lots of money from China in the form of tariffs. But what you're actually doing is you're raising the cost of goods. And so it's American consumers and American firms that are paying the taxes. One of the really interesting things from the report is almost all, if not all of that has been passed directly through to consumers. Right. So you could imagine firms could say the inputs into production have gone up by 25%. We're only going to raise prices at home on our goods by maybe 10% and we'll take a little bit of a hit. But what I've seen in the report is almost all of that 20 or 25% has gotten passed through to American consumers.
So are these tariffs having the intended impact in that case?
Well, it's hard to know what the intended impact is, right? So I'm a political scientist, and you think about the politics of this and the economics of this. The president is able to say he's doing something about China. He is also imposing economic costs on a lot of people who supported them. So there was another report that came out from the World Bank that showed that most of the hit, not just the U.S. tariffs, but the retaliatory tariffs, right? So the Chinese and others have put tariffs on soybeans and American goods now. And that has fallen primarily on regions of the country that supported Trump in 2016. So on the one hand, you have politically the president is able to say, I'm doing something, and there's a story about, redressing unfairness in the global economy. On the other hand, the material hit is actually taking place on his political supporters. And that's sort of, people vote for lots of reasons, right? You know, not just material reasons, but also other identity-based reasons. And when we think about the politics of trade, there's lots of variables aside from the actual economic hit that might lead you to support these policies.
We're talking with Mark Koplovich. He's a professor of political science and public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, talking about new research that shows the dollar amount cost to American consumers of the current tariffs that are in place. And Mark, before we move on, one of the other part of that is that we're seeing less variety in consumer products. Why is that an aftermath?
Well, so if you're thinking about firms that are importing, retailers that are importing goods from overseas, and what are you going to sell, you're paying. Tariffs are very specific. There are tariffs, which are all goods coming from some countries, right, would have a 5% tariff. But the tariffs we're talking about here are product-specific tariffs. And so the more variety of products you're importing, you're paying a tariff as an importer on each one of those goods, and you're passing the costs on for each one of those goods, or you're absorbing them to keep prices lower for consumers. So I think one of the things we're seeing is consumer behavior might be changing and shifting to buy more domestically produced goods. But the other thing is importers are bringing in fewer varieties because they don't want to pay the full range of tariffs at the border. So you see that. You see the direct hit. You see the variety hit. You also see what we talk about with the economics of trade known as deadweight loss, which is there's broader inefficiencies in the economy now because if you're paying more for inputs to production and consumer goods, then there's you're not using that money for savings and investment. So you get broader spillovers in the economy.
We have a caller, Owen from Wyawega, is on the line. Let's go there. Hi, Owen.
Yeah, hi. I'm curious to know, after these tariffs get reduced or taken off, are the consumers going to see a savings as a result, or have we just taught the producers of these goods and services that we've had tariffs applied to that they can charge that much more for a product and the consumer's still willing and able to pay for that, and are they just going to continue to charge us what they've been charging? Like, I buy tires, for instance, and we've seen a 22 to a 40% increase on tires for the farm. And I just wonder, is those tires ever going to come back down? Because I'm buying tires from places that I didn't even think had tariffs that they're saying the prices have gone up on due to tariffs.
Thanks for that call, Owen. Really great question.
Yeah, it is a really great question, actually. I think the answer is yes, they will come down. The question is about the sort of timeline for that, right? You know, if the tariffs are reduced and products are available from parts of the world at cheaper rates, eventually, people are going to shift their consumption behavior and firms are going to be able to import those goods. But it's an open question on to how long that might happen. There's also a question now about the credibility of the United States to free trade. Right? So you could imagine firms and consumers and other countries might hedge their bets and say, well, Trump might get rid of these tariffs, but he might put other tariffs in over the next couple of years, and we're going to wait to change any behavior now and see what the new status quo is. And one of the problems is we don't control some of those tariffs. So the tariffs that have been put in place by the U.S. government could come off. The retaliatory tariffs might stay for a little longer for this reason about concern about what's coming next down the pike.
Mark, we're talking a lot about especially the tariffs and retaliatory tariffs with China. The president, throughout his whole campaign and as president, has been against the original NAFTA deal, the North American Free Trade Agreement. He did renegotiate that with Mexico and Canada. Where is our trade balance with those two very close trade partners?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact numbers. I know we're running, I believe, a trade deficit with both countries.
And that means what for us?
We are buying more imports than exports, right? So we are buying more from Canada and Mexico than we are selling. The balance of payments of a country has two sides, though, right? So you have the current account, which is the trade side, and you have the capital account, which is the financial side. And overall, at the end of the day, those things need to balance. And so there are net inflows of investment from Canada and Mexico into the United States. So it's the president really likes to focus on who's winning in trade as a function of whether the country has a trade deficit or not. It's not really the way we think about the economic health of the country. Because to some extent, if Mexico and Canada are producing goods that are cheaper then we can produce them. We should be specializing in something else. And in the United States, that often means things that are more high-skilled manufacturing services, financial services. And so, you know, if you look at the trend since World War II, there's a downward trend in manufacturing in the United States, and we're just a very different economy now than we were 50, 60 years ago. So there's a lot of rhetoric about raising tariffs and changing the U.S. back into a manufacturing economy. That sells politically, but it's really hard to see how that's going to happen. And there's a lot of structural things also about the U.S. issues the dollar, which is the global reserve currency. And if everybody wants to hold the dollar, that means that money is coming into the U.S. on the financial side. And almost by definition, you have to run a trade deficit.
And Mark, as we wrap up, we're heading into the 2020 election year. Do you see these trade wars and issues impacting how people view President Trump and his competitors?
Yeah. I'm going to say a couple of things. So one is, as we were talking about, that a lot of the hardest hit groups and individuals are in places that supported Trump in 2016. And so then it's a question of how people are weighing things like their material economic interest relative to identity, race, religion, social issues, those sorts of things. But, you know, when you read the news, it seems like there are a lot of people now in the states that Trump won in 2016 who are less happy than they were. That could show up in changing their vote. That could show up in reduced turnout. The other thing is, you know, you could imagine that a lot of these tariffs are going to go away. That Trump is going to say, okay, they accomplished their objectives and we're going to get rid of them in the run-up to the election, right? It's a sort of old, long-standing pattern that politicians try and prime the pump of the economy in the run-up to elections. So this one way would be to say, we accomplished all of our objectives, we're going to get rid of the tariffs, and that takes us a little bit back, per the caller's question, to where we were, you know, say a year and a half ago.
Mark, thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much.
Mark Koplovich is a professor of political science and public affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He joined us today to talk about recent analysis of the impact that tariffs implemented by the Trump administration are having on American consumers.